Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's King SRM's Nick Sorrell.
Alaska Congresswoman Mary Peltola and challenger Nick Begich vied for the support of the oil industry at a candidates forum on Wednesday in Anchorage. Peltola, a Democrat, repeatedly highlighted her support of the Willow Project by ConocoPhillips and her work with the Alaska's Republican senators to convince President Biden to greenlight the Arctic Endeavor. She channeled her predecessor, the late Congressman Don Young. She even dressed the part with a plaid flannel shirt and Young's old Alaska flag bolo tie. She told the audience at the Alaska Oil and Gas Association conference that she had advanced Young's priorities. It was the first forum of the year for the two candidates and the first since Peltola won more than 50% of the vote in last week's primary. Begich repeatedly called out Peltola for being a Democrat, casting her as being in league with the Biden-Harris administration and other high-profile Democrats. Peltola emphasized her work across the aisle, including as a member of the Congressional Western Caucus. The candidates were given the moderator's questions in advance and mostly read their responses. Still, a few sparks flew. Peltola suggested Begich's run was more about ambition than public service, noting that he's never served in elected office and initially filed to run against Representative Young. Begich needled Peltola about being away for her important House votes. That drew a sharp response. Peltola's husband died in a plane crash in mid-September of last year, a few months after her mother's death. Peltola's congressional attendance record plunged as she spent time attending funerals and supporting her children and other family members. The Homer Halibut Derby will culminate this weekend, and an official grand prize winner will be announced on Tuesday, September 3rd. Angler Tom Buck currently holds the lead after hauling in a 144.4-pound halibut earlier this summer.
Things are going well. It's been a kind of somewhat quiet year for us on the Derby, but overall, we're glad to have it back.
That was Homer Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Brad Anderson. The summer-long Derby returned to Homer this year after a five-year hiatus. The last full summer Derby was in 2019. In 2020, the Derby was canceled due to the COVID-19 pandemic, and the Chamber wasn't able to fully get the competition off the ground or back in the water until this year.
The Jackpot Halibut Derby ran for like 34 years, and that ended in 2019. And then we're going to come back with the tournament after, you know, in 2020, but everything got canceled then. We did a derby for a month long in June of last year. Then there was a desire to bring it back for the full summer, working with the Homer Charter Association and those guys. And so this was the first year bringing it back summer long.
Anderson said the Derby's return was a welcome addition to the Homer community. The total payout is based on the amount of money the tournament brings in over the course of the summer, but prize winners will receive 60% of whatever that total income is. Once the Derby concludes, the Chamber will be able to determine the exact dollar amounts going out to winners. Follow the Homer Chamber of Commerce to learn who will be this year's big winner. Further details available by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. Cook Inlet spill prevention and response training exercises in the Kenai River were held up by some unexpected guests on Thursday morning. A pod of roughly a dozen beluga whales hunting just past the mouth of the river prompted crews to temporarily suspend some pre-planned activities. CISPRI General Manager Todd Paxton is accustomed to incorporating unexpected one-off scenarios into these sorts of exercises to help prepare crews for surprise complications that may arise when conducting a spill response.
We throw those one-off scenarios out there just to kind of confuse things and complicate matters. And so if some beluga whales showed up, there's some specific rules about how you interact amongst beluga whales. Specifically, you're not supposed to bother them, and you're supposed to stay at least 100 yards away.
Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.